Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at you.
Episode 60. What are you grateful for? So we should be doing a reflection on a daily basis. Yes, of course, I forget to do it on a daily basis myself. But it is something that you need to do on a regular basis to remind yourself of all the things that you're grateful for, especially if you're somebody that strives for success and is very goal-driven and task-orientated. It's very easy to not acknowledge all the things that you have achieved or all the things that you're grateful for. It can be very easy to be so future-focused that you forget to live in the present or you forget to simply acknowledge your wins and to go through a process of gratefulness, what you're grateful for. And there's no problem being grateful for everything that you have and to still strive to improve your life and the life of your loved ones. That is not a conflict of interest. You have full permission to do that, to be grateful for everything that you have and to still strive for more. It is possible to be happy, to be satisfied, and to still want to continue to improve your life, to improve yourself, improve your financial status or your material possessions or your experience or your knowledge or your education or your relationships. It's no problem to be grateful for all of those areas and to continue to strive for more. So what is it that you are grateful for? I would guess that Even though we'd probably think that material possessions and financial accounts list high, I'd say for majority of people listening, they're not the first on the list. They're on the list. They might be the top five or top 10, but I guarantee you it's to do with health, number one or two. And I guarantee you it's to do with family and relationships. Is number one or number two. And then after that, I guarantee you it's to do with being grateful for your food on the table, being grateful for the roof over your head, being grateful for your car, being grateful for your pets, being grateful for your job. You might find that one a little bit hard to admit. Being grateful for, you know, your friends, being grateful for your clothes, being grateful for all the knick-knack items that you have, etc., etc. The list does go on. When you actually stop and take a few minutes to go through a little bit of gratitude, a little bit of gratefulness at the exercise, then you'll be amazed at the amount that you actually have to be grateful for. And you might even be shocked that you probably have too much stuff. And that's a great, an abundance frame of mind is a great frame of mind to, especially if you thought when you started the project that you weren't doing well enough or that you should have, in comparison to others, that you should be doing better. You should be further along the path. You should be doing better. Life should be easier. You should have more. When you stop and you reflect and you do a little bit of gratitude exercise for even just a minute, it can put things into perspective. And it won't dull your thirst to carry on and continue. In fact, the opposite. It'll make you want to retain what you have and be happy with what you have and allow you to clear the headspace to be able to continue on forward and to go forward with the same abundance mindset in order to bring out the best in yourself and others and to be able to provide for yourself and for others. So it is absolutely possible to be grateful and to still strive for more. So make sure it's something that you go through on a regular basis, especially the days that you wake up and that you feel that you're losing, or you think that you're not good enough, or you think that you haven't done enough, or you think that life hasn't moved on fast enough, or you're wondering why things are such a struggle. By all means, make sure you take a minute or 2 minutes out and have a quick review of your life and figure out the things that you are grateful for. It's a very, very valuable exercise. It's an easy exercise. It's free. It only takes a couple of minutes and it will 100% put you in a better headspace and allow you to continue forward towards the goals and towards the things that you want to do and need to do in a better frame of mind and a better headspace without tearing yourself down and sabotaging yourself with your own negative thoughts and self-doubts and wondering, well, is it any of this worth it? Am I getting anywhere anyway? So make sure you have a quick review of what you're grateful for. And I guarantee you, you have an extensive list when you actually think about it. So hopefully that helps you. I would love to hear your input. As always, continue to contact me on any of the methods listed or any of the links listed, and we'll absolutely get back to each and every person. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.